Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Adioye Jr., go online and find a top 10 listener, bring it back to Tim Muvuggin Geddes
and me.
Barry Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, Tim, we're on the couch.
We're on the couch. It's a little different setup.
It's a little different
setup. It was a crowded day. We had a big shoot for the live stream portion of the day on the big set, and then we have the KF podcast after, so we're like, you know what,
we'll use the couch.
Let's couch it up.
And you know what I like to do on couches?
What do you like to do on the couch, Bless?
Tell me. I like to watch action movies.
Okay,
that's why today.
Okay. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
That's exactly where I was going. We're talking about the 10 best video game action heroes.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
because like that's weird. I feel like this is an out of the box topic for the list because
I like it,
we talk about action heroes in movies, but I feel like action heroes in games can mean so many different things because the action genre of games, not necessarily the people I would think about when I'm talking about action heroes in games. If you feel me.
But that's the thing is I look at it a bit reverse where I think this list is going to be what we think of action heroes in movies to be, but who are those for video games, right? Because, like, a lot of people can be, like, in video games, right? I guess, hack and slash games are, like, action games.
Well, Dante.
Yeah, like, Dante.
Is he going to make the list?
I don't think so.
And see, that's weird, right? So I feel like that's, so it's like Solid Snake's going to make the list.
Oh, yeah, Solid Snake.
But that's a little silly, though. It's silly.
Yeah, but that's why I like this list. I think it's a silly list to make.
So really, we're assuming the prompt is more what video game characters are like action movie characters,
yes,
as opposed to...
I like exactly the points you're making because I'm gonna read here the summation of it. Action heroes are a classic trope, and while movies might be what come to mind, there are video game characters who fit the bill. The action hero trope never gets old. Nothing is more thrilling than watching a butt-kicking protagonist dangle from a cliff, run away from an explosion, or shoot a bad guy while spouting a one-liner.
Okay.
So they are talking about the traditional action hero.
All right.
And I kind of like the setup there of, like, it's what you think when we say action hero.
I'm sorry. I was talking over you as you said this. Who wrote this and how many are on the list?
So it's a 10 best. So it's a top 10. It's written by PJ Malloy at The Gamer.
Okay.
Favorite outlet.
I love it. So let's get it out of the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Drake.
Yes.
Solid Snake.
I think, hold on, I'm opening up my notes app because I don't have my computer on here. Nathan Drake, Solid Snake. Who's number one? Because I think that's top two.
I think Solid Snake's number one.
I think they're going to put Nathan Drake as number one.
Mm. You know what? I'd respect it more if they put Nathan Drake as number one.
Really?
Because he's
prototypical action.
Yeah.
Hero.
Yeah. Solid Snake, I mean, literally Solid based Snake, off of them, though.
It's Solid Snake might be almost too, might have too much depth. Like, I think Solid Snake is too well written to be like, I feel like when I think of an action movie within action heroes, I need somebody who is surface level, dude.
Yeah, but Snake's just based off of
I need Tom
multiple.
Cruise in any Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
I need that surface level action hero that is giving me so little, but has a nice
smile. You're showing
smile.
Not enough respect to my boy Ethan Hunt here.
Does Ethan Hunt have depth?
Ethan Hunt has so much depth, all right? Maybe not as much as one Dominic Toretto, but okay.
God.
Okay.
God.
Let's see. Who else we got? I'm putting Dante on the list. Him naming the one-liners? That's Dante, bro. Dante's fucking going to kick your ass while eating a slice of pizza. That's the opening of DMC3.
I'm gonna shout out Lara Croft.
Yes.
Lara Croft. I think Lara Croft is top three.
Yep. That's a good
one. Might be top two, honestly.
Yeah.
Could be number one, honestly.
Yeah.
I think she's in conversation.
Yeah.
See, now this is where it gets interesting. Oh, BJ Blazkowicz.
Okay.
BJ Blazkowicz. Especially in the latest couple of Wolfenstein games, there is a level of production and like action movie presentation that those games have, and his character moments are so over the top. When we talk about walking away from explosions, when you talk about the quippy one-liners, when you talk about like all of those, again, prototypical beats of being an action hero, I think BJ is that.
Yeah, I mean, you saying that, I think Doomslayer.
Oh, interesting.
I think Master Chief.
Master Chief for sure.
Master Chief, I could see. I don't know if Doomslayer has enough character though to like really fit that bill, you know.
Yeah, that is true, but also we're just talking like badass action guys that just do cool. Marcus Fenix.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now you mentioned Dante, what about Cloud?
No
not as much of an action hero as Dante.
Hell no. Not even close.
Okay.
Cloud's a fucking emo boy. Dante is a badass with one-liners.
Is Dante not an emo boy?
No.
No?
No, no, okay. No. And if he is, he's a different type. He's like, I'm a punk rock emo boy, not a fucking, I'm a sad emo. Dante's not sad.
Action heroes can't be sad?
Ethan I think not, by definition, no.
All right, fair enough. Ooh, okay. Is there any... Is Star Fox an action hero?
No, that's more sci-fi.
Okay, because I was going to say, does Nintendo have any action heroes? I don't think Mario's an action hero.
No, not Link.
Yeah, not Link. Yeah, I don't think Nintendo's making
Samus. Samus.
Ooh.
Samus.
Actually, it's
debatable. But I don't think it's gonna make the list.
Yeah. Again, I don't think Samus is walking away from explosions while saying a one-liner.
But she is without saying a one-liner. She poses.
That is true.
So
I'm writing down Samus.
Yeah, I think there's an argument for our girl. On the PlayStation side, I don't think Kratos makes the list.
No.
But like, I wouldn't be too mad if he did, though.
See, that's where I'm like, you're getting away from it, right? Because that's like, that's a fantasy hero. You know, like, well, like a, I guess the protagonist of Lord of the Rings, that's not an action hero.
Yeah, but like, yeah. Again, this is where the games and movies don't directly translate. So we're going to have to see where they play with it, because... Who are we ready to get into it, or is there a couple more that we're like...
One of the major first person and third person shoot Max is Max Payne an action hero? He's more of an anti-hero, right?
Yeah, which I think still could fit.
Does he make the list is the question.
Yeah, I don't think he makes the list, but I wouldn't be upset if he did. Max Payne reminds me of Jason Statham in pretty much any movie. So like,
okay.
I feel like it fits.
Okay. I'm gonna write down Max Payne.
Agent 47.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
I like that.
Literally action movie star, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of, I guess stealth is probably a great way to go, because Splinter Cell Man, man from Splinter Cell.
Yes, Mr. Fisher is what you're looking
for. Sam Fisher. You got him. We already said Solid Snake, who I think when you're talking about stealth is probably the most like, oh, this is an action.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Again, these are the top 10 lists of the best action video game action heroes as written by The Gamer. At number 10, we got Samus.
Hey, okay, cool. Samus Aran's one of the coolest Nintendo characters. Well, that's a fucking fact.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Still love the suit and dread, just the colors. I love the like black and whiteness of everything, of the backgrounds, and then her just poppy ass like neon aesthetic. It's so sick.
And I think Samus makes the list also because she's like she is the one Nintendo character who you would put there.
She's like the only Nintendo character that definitively is badass. I feel like some of them have had badass moments, but she's just badass, period.
Exactly. At number 9, we got Duke Nukem.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We're idiots.
Duke Nukem should have been one of the first ones.
Weird. We're dumb.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Duke Nukem is an action hero. He's not a great character, though.
I don't think that... See, that again, this is where this falls apart. Because, like, being a great action movie hero doesn't mean you need to be a great character. It just means you need to do badass things and say badass things. And he fucking kicks ass and chews bubble gum, and he's all out of bubble gum.
That's true. He is the most action hero, I think, out of any of the ones we can think of.
Yeah.
He just fucking sucks also at the same time.
Does he, though? Bless?
Does he not?
You know, I think...
Didn't you play Duke Nukem Forever?
No, I didn't.
It's fucking terrible in that video game.
Yeah, but like, you know, for the moment in time, what it all is, you gotta respect it.
Fair enough.
Iconic.
At number 8, Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
I told you, I don't know why you're laughing at this. You clearly just haven't played the Devil May Cry games, Bless.
I just never viewed him as an action hero. He just never gave...
That's legitimately what he is. Like...
I gotta reframe how I think about Devil May Cry.
Bless, I think you're missing out. You are gonna fall in love with these games. They're just technical fighting games in a third person action style where it's just over the top as fuck and badass. They're not all great, but the ones that are great are phenomenal, specifically DMC3. The whole thing for Dante is he owns a business called Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Devil Never Cry, it's a whole thing, it changes over time, but he hunts demons. And kicks their ass while talking shit.
You're right. Also, I don't think I shouted out the fact that this list was published 21 hours ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah, which makes me wonder, like, was there something?
What's the point? Why?
Final Fantasy 16. Do you think Clive makes the list?
I don't.
All right, that was number 8. Up next, we got number 7. Bayonetta.
Yeah, I'm an idiot too.
If Dante's making the list, Bayonetta's making the list.
She shouldn't be higher than him, though. Not at all.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think Bayonetta's surpassed Devil May Cry?
No.
In public consciousness?
No. Look at the sales numbers. No.
Fair enough. And number six, we got Max Payne.
Hey, there you go. There we go. Yeah. So far, I don't hate this list.
So far, I think this is a good list. And I think from here, having Max Payne number six, the rest is going to be smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the top five are all things that we probably already said, right?
Yeah. It's like Snake, Lara Croft,
Nathan Drake, BJ Blazkowicz.
BJ, I'm a little more on the fence about.
Yeah. And then
and Chief.
Oh, Master. See, I was going to say Agent 47.
Mm. Master Chief, I need a weapon alone, I think, puts it on.
Yes. Yeah. Master Chief, I think, is top three. Which, this top three might be a stacked top three, because it's hard for me to actually think, but we'll talk about it when we get there. At number five, we got Ellie.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't like this entry.
This took a turn. This took a real fucking turn.
This is ominous, because I feel like whenever we get to like a list where it's like, oh, this is going good, this is going good, we start to get fucking left turns.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, what's going on here?
I can't stand by this from any definition of the word action hero.
More action heroes have an endless supply of quips and remain calm in the face of danger. Ellie from The Last of Us is more grounded. She's a teenager who's put in a post-apocalyptic nightmare full of zombies and cannibals. So they're talking about Last of Us 1 Ellie. Well, I guess, no, she's still a teenager in Last of Us 2. She's like 19, I think.
Yeah, this gets the two thumbs down for me for this entry. We'll see if they can save themselves.
At number four, Jill Valentine.
We didn't name anyone from RE, and that was probably a mistake.
That's an oversight.
I feel like the real answer to this is Leon.
Okay.
But I respect it. I'm a Jill fanboy myself. I guess you know Jill from 3.
Yeah.
It's funny how Jill is like the face of the franchise in a lot of ways, but hasn't really been in many of the games recently. You know?
Yeah.
In the modern era of like remakes and everything, but she was in 3, so I'm fighting.
Who are the two main dudes? You have Leon
and Chris Redfield.
Chris Redfield, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
Chris Redfield, I feel like, gives off the most action hero vibes. I don't think I've played a Chris Redfield game.
Well, Chris Redfield was RE1 alongside Jill, and then he came back in 5.
Okay,
and it was very actiony. And then he was in 8. A bit.
Yeah, okay. I remember him in 8.
And he is
and that, punching I think boulders. That, I think shit. That's why, I remember the memes of him punching boulders. And then in 8, I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
But like,
he's very action hero.
That felt action.
But I feel like Leon in RE4, like, that's a straight up.
You're right. Yeah. Leon's doing backflips.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's an action hero.
But,
saving the principal's daughter. President's daughter.
All right. We're down to our top three. And that puts us in an interesting place.
It
because
does.
We've not seen Nathan Drake. We've not seen Solid Snake.
Fuck.
We've not seen Lara Croft. We've not seen Master Chief.
That's well,
four right there that I would have guaranteed have been on.
Yeah, me too. One of them's getting snubbed.
And I'm still on the BJ Blazkowicz train of being surprised he's not here.
Yeah, I think this list is going to lack BJ. But I do think who gets cut? Snake, Lara,
Nathan Drake, Master Chief.
Chief.
I think Snake, weirdly.
Man.
I know. Because he's got that level of pulpiness, but there's something just about the other three that scream more like traditional, like action hero type of thing.
I think Chief gets cut. I think we see Master Chief cut.
I think Snake's not on this list.
I mean, I'm so ignorant to Halo, but I feel like out of those four, I feel like the other three have more character to them. That might be insulting.
I don't know that that's true. Okay, let's get into it. Let's go and see.
All right. At number three, we got Nathan Drake.
Yeah. Which is like, it's so funny because this is such a good answer and it's such an obvious number one that I'm happy it's number three. It's like, he was made to be that thing. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
he's also really good at being that thing.
So good. But it's also like, congratulations. I don't know. There's something about it that I'm like, yeah, number three feels right to me.
And number two, we got Lara Croft. So
holy
at number one,
shit.
We're between probably Snake and Master Chief.
Yeah. Which, man.
It has to be Snake, actually. Right?
I don't know. I would vote Snake out of the two of them.
Yeah.
But not having Chief on this list is a choice.
Number one's going to be Terraria. And number one,
Snake.
We got Solid Snake.
Yeah.
All right. I like this list.
Replace Ellie with Chief.
It is perfect.
And it's pretty fucking much perfect.
And you nailed it, right?
Yeah. Although Jill, I still don't think is the right RE pick.
Yeah. And like, again, I would, I think BJ and Agent 47 both have spot or both deserve spots on this list, but I'm not mad about like the other entries that made it, because of course, yeah, I think having an RE representative makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
a lot of most of this list makes a lot of sense. Ellie is the one where I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? But yeah, Bayonetta makes sense. Dante makes sense. Duke Nukem maybe could even be top five, honestly. And then yeah, Samus. This is a great list.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give this list one thumbs up.
Yeah, one thumbs up sounds about right. I feel like they committed to a vision.
Yeah,
like not the most creative vision, but. I feel like they made a prompt and they stuck to it. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
And they got number one right. That's the thing that matters.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, who's your favorite video game action hero? Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett. It's been our pleasure to serve you.
I thought you were going to say shit on you. Jesus.